The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 22, notice what God had to say. For my people are foolish, they have not known me. They are silly children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. God said we are wise to do evil, but to do good, we have no knowledge. You can be sure God is speaking to you and our leaders, the United States and the British people. God said we are foolish. Why? Because we don't know God. Now, God said that. I'm only quoting what God said. God said we're foolish, and I'm only quoting what He said. I can tell you, it is a prophecy for our day. God also said, we have no understanding. Now, do we understand how to solve our financial, unemployment, marital, crime, child-rearing, divorce, live-in, same-sex marriages, sickness, disease problems, and our pagan religious practices that we call Christianity, or any other evil that we're living with? Then God said in this same verse, verse 22 of Jeremiah chapter 4, they are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. My friends, we don't have the wisdom to solve our problems because we don't have the wisdom to listen and obey our Creator God. So the best we can hope for is for God's mercy and continue to wiggle along the best we can until the demise of our nation comes. And it will, unless we repent and turn to God with a whole heart and begin to obey the instruction book that tells us how to live our life. You can, will you? It will take the return of Jesus Christ to solve this world's problems and to save this world, because just as God said, we are wise to do evil and bring evils on us, but we aren't wise enough to obey our Creator. 49 million Americans living in poverty in our nation as of November 2011. Our doctors, lawyers, professors, military personnel, political, religious leaders, our most and best educated people doesn't know how to solve our problems. As a matter of fact, they don't even know what has caused our problems. Of our most educated in our nation or in the world, the whole world, that is, saying, just maybe we should look at the instruction book that tells us how to conduct our life for our own good and the good of everyone around us. Do you hear anyone saying that we should look into the instruction book to see where we have gone wrong and see if that book tells us how to fix things? Oh no, that'd be far from our modern sophisticated society. We are way too smart, so we think for anything like that. The Bible is out of touch. We don't believe in obeying God. We don't believe in living by God's instruction book. It's out of date. It's old. Just think of how much we have learned since the Bible was written. That seems to be our thinking, my friend. As bad as I hate to say that, but that seems to be where we are in time. Why, it's been 2,000 years since the last book in the Bible was written. What can it tell us? You would think this surely is the way that our leaders and most everyone think. One thing is for sure, we don't fear God. We aren't afraid to disobey and dishonor our Creator. So we don't even have the beginning of wisdom, so says God Almighty. Even Christ in the New Testament said, be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Notice some of the things that King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived outside of Jesus Christ, had to say in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. This is Solomon speaking. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Well, we don't trust in God, we don't acknowledge Him, and we don't allow Him to direct our path. And look where we are. Mankind leans on his own understanding. He directs his own steps, and look where our steps have taken us. you might want to ask yourself, where am I and my family? Are things well for you? I don't think we are as smart and wise as we think we are. We don't acknowledge God, and we don't think that we need God to direct our steps. As God said, we are wise to do evil, but to do good we have no knowledge. God means knowledge of His Word that would direct our path, our steps in the right direction, that instructs mankind how to have an abundant life. Notice what the prophet Hosea was inspired to pen 2,700 years ago, and we should understand the date of Hosea's message. He prophesied to the house of Israel, not Judah, which was only one tribe of Israel. 10 tribes of Israel had broken away from Judah in the early reign of Rehoboam after the death of Solomon. So Hosea was sent to the northern kingdom or the house of Israel. He prophesied from about 755 to 710 B.C. Yes, his message was for the house of Israel at that time, but his message is a dual prophecy. It is for the house of Israel today, mainly the United States and the British people. They didn't heed his message at that time, neither are we today. Hosea 4, verse 6 says this, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." That's plain talk, isn't it? That's what God said, and that is happening, my friends. What kind of knowledge is God speaking about? Well, the knowledge of His Word and His laws, spiritual knowledge. God is speaking, yes, indeed, of spiritual knowledge. God said we have rejected knowledge, meaning we as His chosen and most blessed people have rejected the Word of God and His authority in our life. God also said, because we have forgotten the law of our God, then He will also forget our children, meaning the end time generations. And God said in another place, He said, woe to you when He turns His face from us. That seems to be in process right now. Our families, our kids are in trouble as never before in the history of our nation. Hosea 4, verse 7 continues, "The more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame." God says that He is going to correct Israel. Well, we can't deny this scripture when it says, "The more we increase, the more we sinned against God." We see it being fulfilled big time in our nation. We continue to see more corruption in high places, such as politics, business, stock market, and even religion. God spoke in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, and verse 2. It says this, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." Notice that, my friends. How would you like for all of your kids to rebel against your authority? It seems that many do today, but that isn't a pleasant situation to be in. And God said, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." You know who God is talking about here? He's talking about the nation of Israel. If you live in America, He's talking about you, my friend. If you live in England or some of the other British colonies, or used to be their colonies anyway, like Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and so on, God is speaking to them as well. God is speaking to you and me, and we need to listen to this. God says we have rebelled against Him. You know when you are rebelling against authority of someone, your parents or your boss. God said we have rebelled as though we know we are in rebellion against His Word and authority in our life. And you know the sad thing is, my friends, we don't care, do we? As a nation, we don't care. Do you care one way or the other whether you are obeying God or rebelling against God? You should ask yourself that, because that is important to you. We just don't have the wisdom to live by the Word of God. We don't seem to grasp the blessings that would be ours for obeying the Word of God. Of course we don't, for we don't know what God says in His Word. So how can we obey God when we don't even know what He says, when we don't even pick up the Bible to read it, to study it, and try to live by it? But if you wanted to obey your Maker, you would look into His manual book, the Holy Bible, and God would give anyone an understanding of His Word. The Bible tells us how to solve our financial problems, our crime, our childbearing, our marital problems, as well as our false religious problems. The Bible also tells us how to avoid all these problems as well. Now, if we live by the Word of God, we could say we are a wise person or we are a wise nation. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 5, notice what God said to our forefathers, and it means for you and me today. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgment, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Indeed, we were to live by those judgments, those statutes and judgments and commandments for our own well-being. And verse 6 continues here, therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. God said, if you want to be wise and have understanding, then all you have to do is obey God. He also said, other nations will realize you are wise also. Now, if we were a nation that had and still obeyed God, we wouldn't have the problems or the curses we are living under today. But what do other nations think about us today? I think that's easy to figure out, isn't it? We're losing clout all around the world. Well, I think we know, as I said, what other nations think about us. But the most important thing that we should, as an individual and as a nation as a whole, be concerned about is, what does God think about us? Are you concerned about what God thinks about you? But we are so far removed from God, it seems we could care less about what God thinks. So how could we claim to be a smart and a wise nation when we are drowning in curses? We aren't even wise enough to know why we are living under so many curses. We aren't even smart enough to know that without God directing our steps, we can't solve our problems. We are naive enough to think we will finally solve our problems by living the same way that has caused them, and that is by ignoring the Word of God. That hasn't worked throughout history, it isn't working now, and it won't work. Are you wise enough to obey God? We have a couple of booklets to offer you free of charge. Number 1, North America Listen, and How to Build Godly Character. And you need those booklets, my friends. You need to know what God says to North America. And you need to know how to build godly character. It's in the Bible, and it's brought out in these books. It will lead you and guide you to help you to understand that. That is the purpose of life, to build godly character. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up in your area. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.